Welcome to Ohio Means Jobs, Exploring the Workforce segment. I'm Kara Linear, the Workforce Supervisor. Today, I'm pleased to welcome BJ Horner with the Adams Board. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Kara.
In this segment, we are going to discuss Suicide Prevention Month. BJ, could you please share with us a little bit about suicide prevention?
Absolutely. September, we really gear up for suicide prevention. Our goal is to help people understand what the signs are of suicide, you know, so maybe we can start to see that either in ourselves, in a family member, a friend, anything we can do to raise awareness of that so we can help prevent suicide. One life lost is too many. So during September, there is that big push understanding what puts us at risk for suicide, you know, and seeing those risk factors maybe in our own lives or in somebody we care about. Noticing the signs and symptoms, a lot of times, unfortunately, we might see those but not understand for what they are. One of the biggest things I know that seems to be an issue is people will tell you if you ask them. A lot of times people might say, you know, oh my gosh, I'm going to kill myself, and they're laughing about things. And we kind of blow it off because they laugh, so we don't take it serious, not understanding that that's a huge red flag right there. And that sometimes we just laugh because I don't know how you're going to take what I just said. You know, and if you look at me and say, BJ, you know, why are you being stupid? I can keep laughing, say, I was just joking. But if you're that person that looks at me and say, BJ, that's not funny, man. Why would you say that? That lets me know you're taking it serious. And then I feel comfortable to tell you I'm in a dark place.
So suicide prevention along with mental health go hand in hand together. Tell us a little bit how you got started in this industry and where you're at today.
Yeah, I really took a journey to get to this industry, actually. Back in 2013, I started my journey in the mental health field, which, ironically enough, my degree was in criminal justice. And I got a phone call from Tony Long, who's now the CEO at the Adams Board, but back then it was Four County Family Center. And she said, hey, heard you have a degree, want to, you know, come talk? And I said, well, I'm criminal justice, not social work. And she said, nope, that's perfect. So that's how I got my foot in the door. I was running a program helping non-employed non-custodial parents, you know, get back into the workforce, get good employment, start supporting their children. And I really started to see that that position was so eye-opening for me because I understood so many of these people weren't working because of a mental health or substance use issue. And once we start treating the issue, that's when people start turning their lives around. And so it just really became a passion. And working through Four County Family Center gave me the opportunity to become trained in the mental health first aid that you and I have done numerous times together, the youth mental health first aid and the mental health first aid, teaching the community about signs and symptoms of mental health issues and suicide. I was able to open the door for me to join the Four County Suicide Prevention Coalition. Also got me started back in 2015 is when the Four County Lost Team was first put together. So I'm one of the original members of the Four County Lost Team. That's local outreach to survivors of suicide. And we respond with law enforcement to the scenes of suicide to be there to support families. So it's just kind of a one open door, just kind of found my passion for helping people and understanding if we can raise awareness and educate people, then we can really make some difference on the other side.
So true. And what you do does make an impact on other people's. So thank you for that. What do you want people to understand about your line of work?
What I would love people to understand is that we are all one step away. One thing I've always said is each and every one of us, regardless who we are, we're all one incident or one accident from our own substance use, from our own depression, you know, from a mental health struggle, from suicidal thought, and really making sure that as a community, we're seeing the person behind a diagnosis. We are seeing a person behind, you know, these illnesses, and that people that have suicidal thoughts or are living with suicidal thoughts, they're not being selfish or anything like that. They just can't see past what's, you know, whatever it is that got them to that place. They can't see past that. So really trying to help people, help others find hope and be able to move forward to understand that help is available and that they are not alone. That many of us have maybe gone through some things or had some thoughts at some time, that help is there. And just, you know, being that person, being that friend can make a difference in a life.
What is the most essential tools you use in your job?
Relationship building. I was thinking about that as, you know, on the way over here about what things, but I really think one of the biggest things for my job is still one of the biggest tools that we need for life, and that's being able to build relationships with people and letting people know that they matter, let people know they care, being there and seeing the person for who they are, and really just being willing to listen and to give somebody your time, because that sometimes is just the greatest gift, is having somebody to care. And when we build these relationships, we can build relationships into finding services and finding resources to places. And when we have these relationships, then that builds the trust too. So I'm more willing to listen to you when you say you're concerned about me and offer those places for help.
So you work with the Adams Board, or at the Adams Board. Yep. Please tell us about some of the services that you offer there at the Adams Board.
Sure. The Fort County Adams Board has been around actually since 1978. But what I'm realizing since starting there is a lot of people don't realize what it is. So it's the Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health Services Board. We don't actually do the services there at the Adams Board. A lot of people call and see if we do counseling. What we do is we fund a lot of the different agencies throughout our community, a lot of programs in our community. We are one of the Adams Boards that are very lucky because we are funded by taxpayers. Every time that vote yes for mental health levy comes up, it's been the same levy since the 80s that the taxpayers have always supported. We are so grateful for that, because what happens is that money gets put out to places like Recovery Services of Northwest Ohio, Ohio Guidestone, the Center for Child and Family Services, Maumee Valley Guidance Center, NOCAC, all these different helping agencies within our communities, so we can help offset the cost of therapy. We can help offset the cost of being able to provide prevention services in schools. So maybe the Signs of Suicide program in the schools, or some of the drug and alcohol programs that are offered free to the schools. That funding is all through the Fort County Adams Board. We are also able to help support housing for people that are living with a mental health issue or a substance use issue. Transportation for people that are living with substance use or mental health issues. Sometimes having those ability to be involved in your own life with the transportation. If I'm struggling with my mental health and I can't drive or I don't drive, and you know, I live in Napoleon and maybe my family lives in Swanton, having that transportation and having somebody willing to take me from Napoleon to Swanton so I can be around those positive supports of my family can make a big difference. So it's different things like that that we fund within the community to raise awareness and continue to sponsor.
So if someone wants to know or get in contact with one of those agencies, what's the best number for them to call so they can get assistance?
So one thing that we do have that's really cool is we still have the resource, the crisis and resource line, and that is 1-800-468-4357. A quick, easy way to remember it is 1-800-GOT-HELP, G-O-T-H-E-L-P. That's a resource line. So you can easily call and say, you know, I'm looking for a provider that, you know, maybe specializes in substance use or maybe specializes in, you know, this type of diagnoses. And they can really help point you in the right direction. You can always call the Adams Board. We're at 419-267-3355. You know, we can always give you those kind of guidelines too and point you in the right direction of which provider, you know, kind of is best for whatever the topic is.
And BJ, what is the biggest challenge you're facing right now in this industry?
I think the biggest challenge is probably workforce shortage that I know a lot of us, you know, across the helping fields, especially are seeing, really need people that have that compassion and drive and want to be involved and want to get into this type of work. So workforce shortage is definitely a big one. And thankfully, we do have programs now in place to help offset the cost of schooling and things like that for people that do want to get into the programs. And then I think the other thing, the challenging thing for those of us that are in this field and doing suicide prevention is still the stigma. There's still a lot of stigma. I think we have come quite a ways. And I really do see that it's gotten better, but I do know it's still overcoming that stigma and being afraid to say, I'm not okay right now. And knowing that it's okay to say that and knowing that help is available and that hope is available. So if we can break down those barriers that I think sometimes we have of our, you know, misconceptions about different things, that we can really make a lot more impact than we are.
What is one piece of advice that you can give someone starting out in this field?
Find your passion. I think with this type of field, what you're passionate about is going to lead you where you need to go. You know, I never thought when I got into this field that I would end up where I'm at and teaching and, you know, all the things that I've been so blessed to be able to do throughout my career in mental health. but find what it is that you're passionate about, because that will definitely drive. And when you're doing what you're passionate about, you're helping so many other people, and the ripple effects of what you are doing, especially in prevention, you know, I love prevention. So the ripple effects of prevention, you'll probably never see, but down the road, there's going to be so many other people that benefit from what you are willing to give.
BJ, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners about suicide prevention?
Yeah, we do have, a lot of people don't realize that we do have a coalition here in the Four County area. So it's the Four County Suicide Prevention Coalition. We meet the fourth Thursday of every month at 7:30 in the morning. So that's a little bit early, I get it, but it's right there at the Four County Adams Board, right on State Route 66 outside of Archibald. It's open to anybody. Anybody can join the coalition, anybody that wants to help make a difference, that has some inputs. You know, it doesn't take, you don't have to have a degree or a specialty in this type of thing to be able to be a part of the coalition. So joining the coalition really helps us get the word out, gets people involved in the community, and helps us spread that awareness for it. Another thing is just finding those resources, knowing about the resources, being equipped with those resources. Even things like we have in our area, we're very lucky to have the Project On training that Maumee Valley Guidance Center does, where they can go out into the community or into workplaces and do a stigma presentation with, you know, opioids and give people Narcan kits. So it's really, again, just breaking down those barriers of maybe what we think it looks like to have a substance use, or maybe what we think it looks like to have a mental illness, or what we think it looks like to live with mental health, and utilizing the resources that we have in our community. And if we don't know, you know, reach out and ask, because I'd be love, you know, more than happy to let people know.
And what was those phone numbers again for us to reach out for assistance?
Yeah, so the Four County Crisis and Resource Line is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That is 1-800-468-4357. You can call there and talk if you need to talk. You can get the resources that you need in the community, whether it's mental health or maybe I need to know where food pantries are, any kind of those resources you can ask about. But it's also crisis services. So maybe if I'm having suicidal thoughts or I have a loved one that is experiencing that, I can call that number 24/7 and have a suicide assessment done even. And then the Adams Board phone number is 419-267-3355.
BJ, thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you to our listeners for listening. We encourage you all to follow us on social media and visit us on the county website at FultonCountyOH.com for more information. This is Kara Leininger, the Workforce Supervisor with Ohio Means Jobs Fulton County. Have a wonderful day, Fulton County. Ohio Means Jobs.